I would say to open circle, let's close our eyes for a moment and settle in and arrive. So as always, let your breath guide you into your body, into your being. Imagine how the life force, the energy that you're taking in with your breath, is freely flowing in your body, in your physical and energetical body. Let it flow to your first chakra at the end of your spine, your connection to Mother Earth. And awaken the dark red energy center that's nourishing you, ensuring you're sheltered, you're safe. And from there, very consciously connect with Mother Earth, with the land you live on. With all the elements. Great. And then let your breath ignite and awaken your second chakra, your sacral chakra. A couple of fingers below your belly button, your seed of power, of creativity, of creation. And let your life force pool there. Accumulate your power. And then direct your breath to your third chakra, your solar plexus, your inner sun, the center of yourself, who you are. And exactly how the sun brightens your day, let your inner sun shine and rise. Radiate your being, illuminate your place in the world, your gifts, what you're bringing. Brilliant. Keep on breathing very deeply. Direct your breath to your fourth chakra, your heart center. And very consciously drop into your innermost sanctuary. Your connection to life. You can imagine all of the threads that connect you with the web of life, all of your love that is streaming out of your being, and all of the love and light that you're receiving, that all these threads connect in your heart center. So gently hold these threads of love that connect you with life and open up. Open your heart space so your love can stream freely, giving, receiving. Brilliant. very consciously drop from your head into your heart, and from there into your innermost being. Then focus your breath on your fifth chakra, your throat area, speaking your truth, standing up for yourself, communicating through words and thoughts and actions with the world around you. And as freely as your breath is flowing in and out of your being, just as freely is your contribution to life flowing in and out of yourself through your throat. So open your chest, open your throat, let your shoulders relax, your head, and let your energy flow. Great. Focus on your sixth chakra, your inner vision, your third eye, and the whole capacity of your consciousness, of your brain, of your mind, your imagination, your inner vision and dreams. Feel how the two hemispheres of your brain connect. If you wish, you can put your fingertips on your head, actually, to feel how the energetic connections are bizzling and bustling. So very consciously, let the left and the right connect, the male and the female, the front and back, all parts of yourself. Become one energetic being, multidimensional, an awakened spirit in a living body. Invite your spirit to fully expand in your being. Yeah. Root yourself in the earth. And then connect with the heavens. Awaken your seventh chakra. Ignite it with your breath, your crown, your connection to your own divinity. Your higher self, the all time, all space of your being. All your so-called astral and higher bodies. The divine male and the divine female, and from there to unity, to unison. So connect to the all time and all space, to your full consciousness, to all aspects of your being, known and unknown and beyond. And ask them all to be present. And now simultaneously keep your attention on that multidimensionality of your being, all of the facets of who you are. And at the same point in time, to your innermost essence, that eternal universal part of your being that is one with life and so uniquely you. So focus at the innermost part of your being. One quality, one essence that is the most prominent today. And explore what are the aspects that are coming today if you focus on your innermost being. Because this is what the earth needs of you today. So let that quality come to the forefront. Let it rise in your being. Use your breath to ignite it. Let it stream into the earth, into the heavens, into your full being, and into all of life. And simultaneously receive from this circle, receive from life, and all your relations, receive back. We're all connected, we're all one, we all belong to this beautiful planet. So take a moment to thrive in that, to thrive in your connections and in the giving and taking. That's such a crucial part of life. Great. Take a few more deep breaths. And very, very slowly, in your own time, come back to the here and now. Have a sip of water, move around, follow your breath, follow my voice into right here, right now. Shifting your focus. All the while keeping these connections, keeping the depth of who you are. Great.